Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You guys will be doing another one this weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The charity tour continues.
This weekend is going to be something that we both enjoy.
It's a fun one. It is a fun one.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't you get in trouble a couple of years ago or something like that?
You see, it's funny. They encourage drinking at the Jimmy thing, and all of a sudden it's a crime if you do it in front of the art patrons.
They want to wave it around.
Keep it tight, he said. And then came along. Then along came marriage. How about that dad bod?
So true.
Maddie shakes her head. All the misogyny said. Don't tell the mayor.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob informs me that we have an amazing mailbag that we need to get to today.
Okay. Yes, it's very good. It's awesome.
So let's not wait. Oh, nice shirt, by the way. Wow.
Look at him.
Where are you? Did you just come from the set of Saturday Night Fever?
Is
that what's it? Are you competing on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
What's going on?
Mike, it was a late evening at Studio 54. He was there with Halston.
This is more of a spring summer shirt.
Wishful thinking, because it ain't spring or summer outside.
As I looked into my closet and I said, well, that's boring. Let's just try this. At this point, right now, roughly 9:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever you're listening to this, I've realized I've made a mistake. This was a mistake.
I thought you were coming in to announce that you're the new president of the Liza Minnelli fan club.
I've made a mistake on the shirt today.
That's an amazing looking shirt.
Well, you know what? There's no such thing as bad press, and you got Mike talking.
It's a problem.
You got Mike talking, so it's okay.
Let me cover
it's
up.
Pretty fantastic. No, don't cover up. No. Please don't cover up.
Because, Mike, it's not about us.
Not about
us.
It's not about Flash.
No.
It's about you, the listeners.
And you.
It's all about you.
And you.
By the way, so we should keep a running total of Oscar shirt jokes, okay? I used to have a shirt like that. Then my cat had kittens. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Did it come with the Barbie convertible?
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is the mailbag. Ladies and gentlemen, let me open this because I got to do something.
Hey, you got to do the thing with the thing?
Yeah.
Oscar, do you remember the last mailbag where we discussed haiku?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, haiku will rear its head on today's mailbag.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Like it.
First letter says, ladies and gentlemen, and we haven't, when's the last time we did a mailbag right at the front of the show on Tuesday? It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Forever.
As the kids say.
And then Rob gave a tell that he didn't even know. He said, this mailbag, you got to prioritize it today because it's really good. I don't even like the mailbag. He puts the mailbag together, and that's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't even like the mailbag.
He did it as a throwaway, and he didn't even think of my words. Listen to us. He loves
I'm not
the
mailbag. You said that.
He loves the mailbag today because it's going to make him shine. It's going to make him sound smart.
No.
It's going to make him sound like he's the one with it, and we're not with it.
I said but I genuinely enjoyed it today.
Right?
Yeah, but he curates them, Mike.
Right. Well, you know, your job is to make it better.
Yes. Exactly.
If you don't like it, how the hell can the listeners like it?
No, it's not that I don't like it. I just said I like today's.
Because you have to labor through it?
I said today's was especially fun because of all the haiku.
And you said, I don't even like the mailbag.
No, I never said that.
Yeah, but he's trying.
What did you say regarding I don't like the mailbag?
I said that this was an especially fun one. I don't normally laugh as much as I do putting it together.
You didn't say what you said.
What I said,
the show.
What I said is,
Pony,
the mailbag
you were here,
is
right?
My favorite thing. And this one,
Pony,
is especially
weren't you here
good.
When he was talking to me?
I was, and it the implication
wasn't it something I don't even like the mailbag.
He implicated
like
he hated.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? It's an especially good mailbag this week. Let's put it
right
up front.
Right. Right, let's do it up front. But then didn't he say something like, I don't even like the mailbag?
Okay,
I think it's possible?
We don't know what's coming. I think I know what's coming, but we don't know.
I have to record both Pony and Rob.
I should be like Trump with recordings in the office.
Mike, listen to me. This is why he doesn't usually like the mailbag, because there are horrible things written about him and he's got to report them to us.
No, actually, most of the horrible things are usually written about you.
Well, I'm saying today, but it's, you know, no mention. Today's going to be extremely horrible. That's why he loves it. And let's push it to the front.
What's amazing is all the letters, and it's a long mailbag today. Not one mention of that shirt.
Shirt is too much. I took a fashion chance
after
and
the
I lost.
Show. Perhaps you could fly down to Miami and welcome people who are going on that gay cruise.
I'm
sorry.
I would like to apologize for not greeting him at the door of the studio with a floral
lei. Do you not like the mailbag because of the content, or do you not like the mailbag because it is labor intensive for you?
I think sometimes the listener puts a very minimum amount of effort into their letters, and I sometimes find that tedious. Right, but I like the content.
I understand that. Yeah. All right, very good. First letter says, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to our world the newest TMOS listener, my daughter, Penelope Roberta Hernandez, born February 3rd. Mother and daughter are home doing well. I'm 45, and this is my first child, an older dad. That's wonderful. Mike is an inspiration for this aged first-time father. A little advice on raising daughters from Mike and Rob would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for all the funny over the years, Stephen Hernandez. Any advice for Stephen on raising daughters?
Yeah, don't leave her unattended. Don't let her date a dancer.
I got some advice. I know you didn't ask for me.
Go ahead. Jump right in. You're
look, man, welcome. If you love your daughter and show her affection and care, she'll never end up dating guys like me when she's in college.
And she'll never get to see a shirt like that.
Yes.
That will be a... Yes. My advice would be... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not qualified. During the formative years of my daughters, I was part of a broken home. I was a part-time dad, but I was a good part-time dad.
Yeah, the best.
And I liked and loved my daughters because they're fun to hang
out
with.
You were the fun one.
I was the fun dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that going? Hi, guys and gal. I've got a question that has been bugging me.
Oh, no.
Where did the quote... He's dead, Dom. Dead, dead, dead. Come from. There's a guy. Carla watches The Biggest Loser, which is the show I hate because it's like looking in a mirror.
Yes.
And there's a guy on there called Dom.
Oh,
and
no.
Dom's a fat guy. What is it with fat people with small features? Like big fat people with little nose, little mouth, little ear, right?
That guy looks so tiny on a fat person. That guy from Mike and Molly, Billy Gardell, he's got small features on
the big face. Or he's so fat that all his features look small.
Exactly, exactly.
Dom comes from a movie Rob and I love that's really a terrible movie called Fatso.
Yes.
But it's got little scenes in it that make us laugh because it's fat jokes, and it was a starring vehicle for Dom DeLuise back in the 1970s, and it is...
It was directed by Anne Bancroft, and a lot of people
think... Who's also in the movie, plays his sister.
A lot of people think that really Mel Brooks directed it, but didn't put his name on it because, of course, husband and wife.
It's got Chubby Checkers where, hey, where's the honey, Junior? Or have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly door?
Oh, okay.
We use lots of quotes from it, but he's talking about his third brother... the guy by what's his name?
Let's go to the tape.
Oh, okay. Because we have the tape of the scene. This is the scene in Fatso where they're talking about their dead brother, and he doesn't want Dom DeLuise to eat bread.
Love bread. I don't love bread. I like bread. Do you understand? I gotta watch my weight. Can you learn anything from Salvatore? 39 the man was. 39 years old, and he's dead, 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 Dom. And that killed him.
That's the great Ron Carey, Mike, who played
Ron Carey.
Levitt from Barney Miller. Opposite.
And he's dead, 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 Dom. And that's what killed him.
The great Hal Linden. Hal Linden got his start in the legitimate stage.
So, Stefan, there it is for you. Thank you very much for your letter. TMOST. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another one. Stephen Hernandez, right?
No, that was Stephen A's.
Stefan A's. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. TMOS team, I offer you my thanks, my TMOS haiku. Let me start it again. I have the worst headache of my life.
Oh, no.
TMOS team, I offer you my TMOS haiku. Mike, Rob, Oscar, team. 5 days a week. What a dream. Plus, bonus show. Bam. David Jones, Glen Allen, Virginia.
Pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Haiku.
Greetings and salutations, TMOS family. Longtime listener, Beth Clark. Recently underwent a corectomy A corporectomy?
Yeah, a corporectomy.
What the hell is that?
He explains it.
A corporectomy last week due to a severely herniated disc in her cervical spine. That sounds painful. I should know that with all my back issues. In basic terms, they went in through her throat, cleaned out the bad material, built a cage in her spine, and filled it with good spinal material, and threw in some screws and a plate for good measure. The surgery went without complication, much to our relief, and now Beth gets to go full Niedermeyer. He's a sneaky little S, just like you, and I wear a hard collar for 6 to 8 weeks.
Remember when Niedermeyer's up on the horse?
People try to be too clever. All right. The surgery went without complication, much to our relief, and now Beth gets to go full Niedermeyer. Oh, with the neck brace.
Yeah, the neck brace.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah, now I get it. Okay.
Animals.
Beth has had some good days and not so good days in her recovery, though. So I thought a little something in one of her favorite podcasts might cheer her up for a minute if you guys and gals could wish my big sister a speedy recovery. So this is his sister he's talking about. Great. I would certainly appreciate it. Beth enjoys Mike's impression of Ina Garten very much, and we both wondered if she ever talked up a record on WAVA before getting those little piggies into a warm roasted lamb goulash and a side of camel butter dinner rolls. Many thanks, little brother Bill Wolf, yet another Baltimore Billy. Is this what the music's for?
Exactly.
Wants to have Ina talk up a record?
Yeah, Ina wants to talk, and remember, it's camel butter.
Camel butter. All right, very good. There we go. Well, there's nothing quite like those camel butter dinner rolls.
Oh.
Aren't they delicious? Hi, it's Ina Garten. Oh, excuse me. I'd like to talk up this record, but unfortunately, Jeffrey's come into the kitchen. He's wearing what he always wears on the weekends. Just his briefs.
Oh.
Thank you. Feel better.
Jeffrey.
Feel better.
You know, it was fun, Mike, picking a true WAVA record that wasn't a good one.
Yes, that's right, Beth. We could do one more. I could do better than that.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite meals is poached shrimp. There's nothing like poached shrimp with a homemade dill sauce. Just to accentuate that wonderful briny flavor of the delicious Gulf pink shrimp. Oh, Jeffrey. Jeffrey just pooped in the foyer.
Oh.
Lace's marble.
I'm sorry. It's always Jeffrey. Sorry about that.
Jesus.
WAVA. This is Ina Garten. You know me as the Barefoot Contessa. We're going to make a delicious chicken pot pie a little bit later on. I've been in a particularly good mood today because later on this afternoon, I'm having Jeffrey committed. I'm tired of living with him, and I'm sending him to a mental facility. Thank you. All right, very good. That was
three for
you, Beth.
I think that has probably played out before.
Hope you
Jeffrey, you're leaving.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, a birthday haiku for Nate.
Oh.
My great husband, Nate, turns 40, Feb 11. Send best wishes, please. Thanks for listening and thanks for the laughs. Melanie Perkins of Orangeville, California. Thank you. Next letter says, "Hello, Rob. I just wanted to make sure I don't need to worry. When the fruitcake arrived, I took it out of the box and put it in the refrigerator. I have kept it in the same place ever since. Should it still be good?" Well, what are you leaving it there for?
I know, right?
Like a body on a crime scene.
Or should I have frozen it? I didn't freeze it because I planned on giving it to someone, but they went into the hospital ended up passing away. That's not funny.
Oh.
I want to give it to another friend. This is turning morbid, but wanted to see if you thought it would still be okay. Thanks for... Yeah, you don't want to put somebody else in a casket.
No.
Thanks for all your hard work and the years of entertainment you have provided us. Wow, that comes to us from Jason.
Oh, Jason.
WAVA.
Hi, this is the Barefoot Contessa. My name's Ina Garten. I'd like to send out a very special dedication to listener Jason, or as we like to call him around the Ina Garten kitchen, Dr. Death. Jeffrey? Jeffrey, stop touching yourself.
Oh,
Ina Garten.
Okay. Can I answer the question about the fruitcake?
Yes, go right ahead. Please do.
First of all, don't feel that the reason the person died is that you didn't give them the fruitcake. I'm sure you have nothing to do with the death.
Right.
And also, under refrigeration, the fruitcake is good for months.
Also, what about just eating it yourself, sir?
Yeah.
Move on.
Go ahead and eat it.
In the refrigerator. Dive in. But he might not like it. He might be not a fruitcake guy, wants to send it to somebody else. And let me see. Who's the guy that wrote this?
Jason.
And Jason, don't fear the Reaper. moving right along. Sirs, my apologies for the sinister tone at the end. Perhaps my apologies for all of it. But I do enjoy when Rob plays this song.
A series of haiku, Mike.
Oh, this is a series of haiku. Rob selects the songs. Obscure Footloose he does play. Dancing in the Sheets. Rob knows Shalimar. Sheets is not the only hit. Second time around. He caught me smiling. Rob has seen me here before. Wave goodbye to friends. That was three haikus right there. I don't like the greedy three haikus.
Okay.
Right? I think my
haiku should be short.
By putting three haikus in, don't you think you're overstaying the genre?
Well,
it is
against the genre. What she was mentioning
is that she's talented. Carrie White is talented.
Yeah. She wanted to hear this song by Shalimar. Do you remember this one?
Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Good afternoon. Hope you're getting a little more level on that, Rob. I really appreciate that. Yes, sorry. You know something? I don't even believe in the second time around. You know what? I believe in the third time around. That's the charm for me. I'd like to send this out to my lovely lady, Carla O'Mara.
Oh, you too. Why did you turn it down?
My fingers
why did
like
you board up me? You asked me board up.
Relax. You hit it.
But you did great.
But then you turned down the post.
Made him
turn it up and board up. I have my own record here.
Okay, here you go.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? WABC, where we have engineers that we look across the glass at, and that's always a big challenge, especially if the engineer maybe had a two-hour commute into work and might not be all there this morning. We're not quite sure, but hey, Carla, third time around's the charm. Am I right, ladies? I know you come a long way, baby. Now, there's a little delay, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I gotta
but you're
go
fine.
Early
you did, you're
right?
fine.
You got
right.
there early.
Just, I wanted to make sure that I got it right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Haiku time again.
Oh, haiku!
Another haiku. How great.
All right, here we go. Rob, at 28, learned his folks wed when pregnant. With him, Facebook helps. Tim Connors, Springfield, Missouri. Now, here's what's great about that haiku. He's commiserating with you that he probably went through the same thing.
I would think so, yeah. A lot of us have had this situation.
Very good. Now, is the next one 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Five haikus?
Yeah, but I think it's nice because each one is dedicated to a topic under a similar umbrella.
All right.
I mean, you know what? I understand your notion of greed.
Yes.
But there is some editing, and I thought they all merited publishing.
All right, this next letter says, hi, guys. Last week you asked for haiku submissions. I wrote haikus for each member of the show. With love, Zev.
Zev.
Haiku number one. Waiting for the bus. Michael hopes it will come soon. Dad is getting loud. Perfect. Horny Bob Spiewak. Cat Stevens, father and son. At least there's TV. These are spectacular haikus. Keep it tight, he said. And then came along. Then along came marriage. How about that dad bod?
So true.
Maddie shakes her head. All the misogyny said. Don't tell the mayor. Pony sits at home with sugar glider and gin. Do the dolls talk back?
Ah, that's the best.
Zev, you can send all the haikus you want. Anytime you want. There you go. Filing that one. Now we have, they're good, Rob. They are, Jeff Thomas writes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 haikus.
Okay.
All right. Or perhaps more. I don't know. They're all over the place. Here we are. Oscar's metaphors. I hear Paul F. Tompkins say, goodbye, listeners.
Dick.
Rob's laugh makes me laugh. Oscar's English makes me cry. Sometimes Mike gets mad.
Sometimes.
Maddie liked the cheese. Pony Boy likes Japanese. Mac likes parking lots. Mike does impressions. Rob picks sounds from the garden. Oscar shows up late. Our next letter says, congratulations to Pony, who will be celebrating 2 years smoke-free on Valentine's Day. Pony, that, you have no idea how happy that makes me. You must feel fantastic. Those lungs able to breathe.
Yes.
Have you had any relapses during your 2 years at all? Nope. Have you ever fallen off the wagon?
Not one. Not even vaping. Not nothing. No nicotine.
I am so proud of
that's
that.
That's tough, man.
I watched family members of mine that battled it. I know you did, too.
Yeah.
And that is truly awesome. And Glenda, you should be proud. Your little boy has quit the habit, and that's awesome. Yes,
I. If you have it in mind, I know this is about Pony, but I personally liked you better when you smoked.
You know what? How did you get that Band-Aid on the back of your head, by the way? I've been looking at this for 10 minutes now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we
oh I thought that was a Marsalis joke. He really has a Band-Aid back
there. There's a Band-Aid
there.
On the side.
I thought you were calling him Satan.
No, I've got a Band-Aid. Yeah.
What happened to your head?
I got in a scuffle with a birthmark, and the birthmark won.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Ew.
Yeah. We got a bleeder.
Smoke-free on Valentine's Day. That's great, Pony. Is this another haiku from Dirk?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Beautiful Carla.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Sorry. Maybe I should read it with Dirk's voice.
Please.
Beautiful Carla. Sorry, Dirk. I'm jealous. Beautiful Carla. Be my sweetest Valentine.
Oh.
Glowingly yours, Dirk. Here we are. Thank
I
you,
think
Dirk
that's
Bastard.
The first
Thank
abuse you. Of the format, because I don't think the third line in a haiku, the five-syllable line, should be used as a sign-off.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's right.
I give that haiku an F.
Bye, honey. Another showing today. Who cares? All right, Rob, here's a haiku for the mailbag. Gentle snoring starts. Now a diesel engine sound. Dog needs a CPAP. Thanks for the funny, Sarah B.
Funny.
Another one. They're all sending their haikus.
Yes.
Out. Tumbleweeds roll by. There's not a woman in sight. The pony boy weeps.
Oh, no. That is cruel.
Yeah. Pony, that was anonymous.
That then. Was.
Mm. Oh, my buddy. A haiku by Alan Wenzel. Alan. Oscar's house is small, full of rats and likely mice.
Oh.
No chance for resale. Wenzel, you are a funny man.
So painful, so true.
Dear gentlemen, we have a series of them now.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 haikus. The old house, same theme, Oscar.
No.
The old house won't.
This is a different
house.
One. Yeah, yeah. Different theme.
The old house won't sell. What is dear Mike to do now? Sell it on eBay. Oscar tells Shannon, I am the breadwinner, hon. Also a douchebag.
People are funny.
Rob contains 2 B's. And copious old fashions. Elvis is dead, sir.
Yes.
Matt Bloom is happy. His new car is very fast. Still can't get chicks, though.
I don't like these haikus.
I like that, Mike. I like that you've developed a style of reading for
Thank
haiku.
You.
And yes. it's developed since the beginning of the mailbag.
Right. I didn't do it right at the beginning. That comes from Kobe Klein. P.S. Havarti is a Danish cheese.
Oh.
What did I say? Did I say Dutch?
No, I think we were trying to break it down, and we were closer in the neighborhood.
We were in the Netherlands.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we have our last letter and our last haiku.
Oh, good. I'll just leave the music playing.
Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to wish my oldest and dearest friend, Eric Yinger, A happy 49th birthday. I've composed a haiku that comes straight from the heart. Happy birthday, friend. I love you like a brother. I banged your sister. Thank you. Thank you for all the yucks. Kevin Lorenz of Vancouver, Washington. We can start the show now, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mr. Blanc, I know who you are. I read your profile in The New Yorker. I found it delightful. I just buried my 85-year-old father, who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I'm here at the behest of a client.
Who?
I cannot say, but let me assure you this. My presence will be ornamental. You will find me a respectful, quiet, passive observer of the truth.
Thank you all for getting together like this. It isn't legally necessary, but I thought because you're all in town and some of you are leaving soon.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to gently request that you all stay in town until the investigation is completed.
Yeah, well, he's gently requesting, but I'm gonna have to make that an order. No one move until we figure this all out.
What?
Can we ask why? Has something changed?
No.
No, it hasn't changed, or no, we can't ask?
Mr. Stevens, you may continue.
Oh, let me guess.
Hey, stop, stop.
Hugh Drysdale?
Call me Ransom, it's my middle name. Only the help calls me Hugh.
Okay, this is Trooper Wagner. I'm Lieutenant Elliot.
Excuse me. Sir? We're officers of the law.
Are you gonna run me in? I don't feel like talking. I'm distraught.
Hey, Benny, you wanna ask this guy some questions?
All right, what is this? What's this arrangement?
Mr. Drysdale.
CSI KFC?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And for our listeners that sent those fabulous haikus in, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the world. Heard all the way from Climax, Colorado to Hershey, Pennsylvania, Satan's Kingdom, Vermont to Vancouver, Washington, Paw Paw, West Virginia to Due West, South Carolina. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And we'd like to welcome a brand new client to the Mike O'Mara Show family. You're probably starting to think about spring break vacation.
Yeah.
If you're planning a theme park vacation, and a lot of our listeners do, Undercover Tourist. I want you to remember that name. They can save you significant time and money. They get you the exact same tickets to the theme parks you know and love for less with no catch. You can save up to $145 on each theme park ticket. Think of the savings for a family of four or six or even more. These are authorized tickets from Orlando to Anaheim. You benefit from 20 years of great service, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and 100% hassle-free. Choose email or physical tickets and skip the lines at the gate and go straight to the rides. I love the free park plans. What to do, when, saving you hours a day, not standing in a line and zigzagging across the park.
You got to see this
fantastic
app.
It's fantastic.
It is so cool. It tells you where the lines are. So you know where to go and beat the park. It's so cool. Love it.
Undercover Tourist. That's the name. Don't forget that name. We want to do really well for them, and you're going to do well as well. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Well, look, you heard of all my headaches and all the quagmire you had to go through to actually get to a park if you wanted to get to one.
Right.
Why not take a better route and use these guys so you don't pay a fortune to actually get where you need to get?
Save money,
in
save
a timely
time,
manner.
And have a great time.
Right. Absolutely.
Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. Start planning your next theme park vacation now by visiting undercovertourist.com/TMOS. You'll get an additional discount using TMOS on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com. patreon.com/TMOS, and we thank you, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I wanted to talk about a couple of things on today's show. Number one, a lot of people for a long, long, long time, years actually, have been recommending Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
On I forgot where it is, but I think it's on Netflix.
I think it is a Netflix thing.
Yeah, but
it
started off on network television.
It's an really obscure, just
like
funny.
A Canadian network, right?
That was it called? It's just funny. It's just funny.
How and, great is Eugene Levy's son?
Spike.
It's got all the elements. Catherine O'Hara.
Awesome.
At probably the best she's ever been.
I've seen every episode aired, Mike.
Have you really?
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm talking just beginning. And then,
I'm jealous.
You know, for daddy, it's you better. Know, throw in the daughter who is a turbo hot,
oh, yeah. uh-huh.
and just is spectacularly a great actress as well. And the son, they're all just so strong. And I think Eugene Levy as the best I've ever seen.
Well, what I love is that his son is so smart and such a good writer. And I've heard Eugene Levy discuss this process. He wasn't all that excited to work with his son because, mm-hmm. you know, you're working with
son. The real son.
Yeah.
That's his real son.
Yeah. You can tell if you look at him, he's like a handsome Eugene Levy.
I have one question for you guys since you've been there for the whole ride with us. Does Chris Elliott stick around for the whole show? Because he's fantastic. I love him. He really is. I just like Chris Elliott, you know?
Yes. The question is, just for those that are not in there, it's a family that fall from grace. Like they were
extraordinarily
very wealthy
rich.
Family yes. that actually owns a town. They go bankrupt and they end up living in a motel.
The only thing we have is this town.
Right, running a motel.
And without giving away too much away, the only reason they even own it is because the dad bought it as a fluke, as a gift. Like, hey, I bought you a town. It's called S Creek.
Right.
And that's the only thing they ever have. That's the only thing they own. And the trials and tribulations that they have to go through to get back on their feet, which, yeah, no spoiler alert, they never do, is so much fun because they're readjusting to normal society.
And maybe a few notches down from
football. And everybody in town, like, they don't give an F about who they were or what they did.
Right.
They just keep on living their lives.
It's a binging show, too. Yes. It's a great binger for Netflix if you want to catch up.
It's a comedy.
It's very, very funny.
I think one of the reasons that Eugene Levy is so good is that his son truly knows how to best use him. And he is used so perfectly in this. And it falls, I put it under the same umbrella as the Newhart show where he owned the inn and Green Acres where, you know, Oliver was a fish out of a water on the floor. It's people out of their element.
Is it Eugene Levy or Levy?
Levy. Levy.
Because Levy.
I think
Levy
it's
looks great in a suit, too.
He does. In
a rich guy's suit.
Yeah, I forget about American Pie. I'm like, oh, that's not the dad.
That's right. This is more
this
of
is,
a...
This is a better
this
dad.
This is a selfish question. Inappropriate for a 60-year-old man to ask this question, but... you've watched every episode of Oscar, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Let me just get
my
this
wife
out
got
of the
into
way.
The show, so I've
it's
watched
funny,
her watch
funny,
it.
Funny. But I have to ask you this:
fly work.
The daughter, do the producers recognize the true gem they have with
throughout every
the
season?
On that
absolutely,
show.
She just gets hotter and hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Very much.
Stay
I
with
truly
it.
Appreciate
and then she has friends come visit in town. You're like, oh, that makes sense. They're all hot.
And another TV update from Fleabag. My wife took me a long time to set the hook because really when you watch Fleabag and you start with Fleabag, it's kind of over the top sexual content.
Yes.
Like really, still, you know, throughout the show it has that. So it took a while to really set the hook for my wife. And last night she got it. And so she's there, and now I just have to motivate her. We're almost through season one, and then sadly we're going to have one more season.
You've got S Creek, Mike, which I think is fantastic. Yep. You have
such a great escape.
So
my brother-in-law and my sister kicked me over the
there's
top.
So many episodes.
Yeah, and you know what's great is that Catherine O'Hara lets herself look like that because she doesn't look like that. And she's.
Do you remember Drew Barrymore when she played in Grey Gardens?
Yes,
with that little outfit that she wore in Grey Gardens. I think Catherine O'Hara kind of knew to do that.
I think so.
Her character evolves. If you think she's over the top now, and the show has transcended pop culture and I would say demographics because there are people not like you, but just in general in my life that will bring that up and they're not ashamed to. And then at one point, I would say 2 months ago, I'm on Facebook and I'm like, why is somebody having like a wig party? And I'm always thinking like Kristen Wiig or whatever.
Right, right.
No,
right.
It's It's homage to, it's like a bar crawl for S Creek.
Mm-hmm. So it's that popular.
It's that popular now.
Wow. I'm with so late to the party. My apologies.
No, most people don't know about it. Most people don't know about it. It just hit Netflix like 2 years ago or a year ago.
And that's a new life for a different audience like me.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
And people
cool,
are watching like it that have never even heard of SCTV. They don't know about the comedy royalty that sits before them. They just know
absolutely.
That it's a great show.
But
it's
know what? I'll be honest with you. With Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, they've been in a million things. They're always funny.
I don't know Catherine O'Hara from any... I don't know.
Home Alone, always the movies like
Home Alone. Yeah, that's it.
The Christopher Guest movies that he did with the SCTV
Guffman
people,
and
Waiting
Best in
for
Show.
Guffman. Best
yeah,
in
I don't
Show,
know most of those. That's crazy.
Well, they were kind of a cult, right? Okay. Kind of a cult following that they have with that. But you know, utilizing her really for the first time to just she is the aging. Starlet.
Wait till see her, Mike. Just... Wait till you see her make her return to acting.
Oh yes,
it's just silly. Yeah. It's funny, silly. If you want, God, do we need an escape right now?
Yes.
You know, I've been watching my politics. You know, it's the New Hampshire. Yuck. It's the New Hampshire primary today, and on Morning Joe saw the other Joe. The
do
other
they
Joe.
Have an app?
The other Joe came on Morning Joe today. Mm. So and old Joe Biden does not look like a man who's poised to have a good night or be happy.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a drag.
He does look like he's poised.
He's a good man, so it's sad to watch.
Where is Bloomberg in the race? I just see his ads.
Kaboom, kabing, kabam, kabing.
He closed up shop?
No, he is coming on.
He is? Sure.
$500 million
Mike,
I've always said
I love billionaires. I mean, let's just
sure, why not?
Let's not well, you know what? To be honest with you, an awful lot of airtime today. For a guy that's really not expected to even be relevant for this particular primary, but he is coming on in national polls like you would not believe
really?
It. And it's very interesting.
Him and Geico. They buy a lot of ads, and it works.
Whatever gets you there, Rob, that's the way I look at it.
I have a question for you as
live
a pundit.
Live from the TMS Bloomberg Studios.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you feel after coming off the caucus debacle in Iowa that everyone wakes up this morning and says, well... 3 votes of 5 were cast and moose knuckle.
I hate it. Such crap.
And
it's such crap.
Now is not the time to rely on charming old traditions.
I
bury
agree.
Them.
Did you see the clip of the chairman of the Iowa Democratic Committee that was sitting there and he was giving his speech and they'd taken the Iowa Democratic logo and they had taped it to the podium. And he just began.
Oh, no.
He began the press conference, and it fell off.
Oh no!
They are. We might have to have Steve Bridges on again. And go, what is the deal?
Well, I'll see what I can do. He's very shy.
They don't have a Vistaprint account.
You got to see. Check out Iowa tape. Iowa chairman Seinfeld. And watch what happens with it. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to behold. All right. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, what I really want to talk about today, Rob Spiewak was your charming master of ceremonies over the weekend at a massive ceremony in the city of Herndon, Virginia.
Pageantry, Mike. That's the word.
Home of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. And Oscar, I take it you got a chance to look at some of the photographic evidence, maybe the video evidence from the day.
Shot in the wild. Excuse me.
Yes, we'll check it out. You all right?
Dying.
Just spit on that shirt.
Excuse me.
Get it longer.
Might help it.
All right.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait. What about this? Hats? For fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I don't get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS Bonus Show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Over 9 million homeowners could save big time on a mortgage refi right now. Do you know why?
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 Because rates have now hit a 3-year low.
Whoa.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage just hit 3.49%, matching the lowest level since October 2016, according to a survey by Mortgage Daily News. The unexpected drop in mortgage rates is due to market fears over the coronavirus. So this impact will be temporary. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. You must act now to take cash out or just save money by securing a lower rate. They carry my personal endorsement. I'm Mike O'Mara. Hello. You know, you're listening to me right now. And they treated me right.
Right.
That's right. The price was right for Michael. The only thing Cornerstone First Financial can't do, they cannot fly down from Washington, D.C. at their home corporate offices and walk into this house that is so empty and sell it for me. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Okay, so Rob Spiewak did a stellar job over the weekend. I watched almost the entire video.
Oh, did you? I'm flattered.
Rob emceeing the, well, it was a good video. Somebody took it, it broke up a little bit, but somebody videotaped the ceremony anointing Jimmy as the five-time winner of King of the Wings in Northern Virginia. There were politicians there.
Mayor Merkel, the town council.
Mrs. Cerrito was there. Maureen Donahoe Cerrito was there.
The whole family.
And Jimmy was there. And Rob Spiewak was there in what would be a pretty good little alley space now for him to do these things without having to go out on the street.
His beer garden is perfect for it because the far end of it, it is elevated as a deck.
It's almost a stage.
It serves as a stage, right?
It's a stage. That's what he wanted. He wanted it when he put that thing together. And there you were. And, of course, it's Jimmy in his element being the Jimmiest.
Yes.
And you were out there. I was struck that you looked both, I think you did him a solid. I think you did him a favor.
Well, no, but I would do anything he asked me to because of the way he has treated the show and our families throughout the years.
He is family.
He is. He's absolutely family. And, you know, he would do anything for us.
You in that particular situation, you were a better man than I.
Yeah, what's tough about going into public, and we know this, Rob, where we're doing an auction this weekend, right?
Do you want to go first or second?
We'll decide a little later. Okay. I don't think that's something we have to
I got one down here. I got one down here coming up March 9th. I'll
that's right.
It's
a Monday.
It is a thankless job, which we take pride in. We'll do it for friends. We'll do it for charities. It's not, as we've said from day one, Mike, you got to put on your big clown shoes, big red nose, and dance.
You do.
Right?
Yes. You're the one. It is fraught with peril. There is the potential for abuse. This is the auction when you're asking people
when
you're asking
upside.
People to give money. That's that's
even,
difficult.
Yes. Even hosting something like this, if it goes sensationally,
you've done your job.
It's really only good.
Yeah, you've done your job.
You know, you have to really
There's no way of making unless you're going to really do shtick, but they're not there for that.
And Jimmy has all the shtick you need. So Rob was forced into an HOV lane of presentation.
I was given a script and a tight outline.
So that
were you given a script?
Oh yeah, he was very prepared for this.
That with the mayor because there are people to thank. There's Jimmy's all about making sure things are right. And
that's I admire that. That's fantastic.
And
that's
Rob, as you know, he's got structure, but he also, as an artist, likes to improv.
Freeform.
Yes.
A little bit.
So
he gave me wiggle room, but there was a script that had to be stuck to.
Okay, but let's be fair here. And there's no indictment on Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want when you walk in to do something fun is be like, boom. that's the last thing you want because you're there. You've done this. You've been in the business for over 20 years.
But I tell people when I'm doing those formal engagements, I like the structure.
I do too.
Like I say, give me... I don't want
cue cards.
I like having the it's not that I want cue cards, but I want, for example, an
I would
auction.
Love cue cards.
They'd I said I want fantastic. A well-written explanation of what the item is that I'm going to be auctioning off. Yeah. I want the names of people that I thank. I want the names of
dinner
things you want to sell.
For 10 at O'Mara's.
And this is where
we'll take the start the bidding at $1,000. Do I have 500? 150. Okay, thank you so much for your bid. And then by the way, Richie Richardson's having a cooking dinner for two other people in her home. $10,000, please. F you, people. Never do that auction again.
I line up, Mike.
So pathetic.
I line up with you. If you give me the list of names and the order of what stuff is going to go to, I adore
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's what
why
I want.
Why did you look so miserable in some of
you
the looked shots?
So glum on that stage. I'm not
even
sure
when I was
what
speaking.
No, when you were speaking, you lit up.
Yeah. But okay,
then when
well,
you
I can,
sat down
things.
In that sitting position,
there are
you
two
have,
things.
You looked glum.
Yeah. Well, when you sit down in that sitting position and you realize all of a sudden the buttons on your shirt are at odds with staying on your shirt because you hadn't planned on sitting.
Was the shirt too tight?
It was fine when I was standing.
How do you plan on not sitting an entire afternoon?
Well, no, I didn't plan at all, but I didn't think I was going to be sitting on an elevated stage in front of over 100
you
people.
You kind of splayed your legs out. Mm-hmm. You were...
Yeah. And then there was the other thing. I was also dreading...
A lot of crutch.
I was dreading... Well, that's why I was hired.
Yes.
I was dreading the required chicken dance at the end of the ceremony. I don't like
what,
the
chicken... You were going to have to do the chicken
Everybody
dance?
Everybody had to do the chicken dance.
No, that's what I look at Jimmy and go, no. Yeah, I'll MC your event. I'm not going to do your dance.
Yeah,
so
I'm
going to
go eat some wings.
So I went and I hid in the corner, and I swear that he had about a 40-minute remix of the chicken dance. It went on forever.
You danced?
I hid in the corner. I did a little, you know, just to say I helped. But the other thing that I didn't like.
TJ came out dressed as a chicken. I
thought
that was wonderful.
This is great because the whole thing leads up to Jimmy's speech at the end, which was pretty much a note-for-note satire or parody of the Gettysburg Address. Where. Which was noted as being one of the shortest presidential great speeches of all time.
Exactly.
But in that setting,
short and sweet.
It seemed a little lengthy.
Okay.
And so,
well, it's Jimmy.
I know. And for that, I sort of dug it. And so he's going through it, and he's about two stanzas into it. And we hear, woo, whoop, 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 whoop. And the fire engine, you know, the fire department is exactly across the street for the fire department from the beer garden. They go out on a call. And Jimmy looks at me and says, well, that's good timing. And I'm thinking, well, you know, no one wants to be interrupted by a siren in the middle of your speech, but roll with it. Okay. So he finishes his speech, and at the end of it, TJ comes out, and he's in the chicken costume. He's one of Jimmy's greatest bartenders, and he does the chicken dance in the costume. And it's sort of a not notable entrance. It was a surprise, but it wasn't a great entrance. He just sort of showed up. Afterwards, Jimmy told me the fire department was supposed to bring him in on a fire truck in the chicken costume, but because someone had a heart attack, they went out on a call. And that's why he said, great timing, because the engine that was going to make him come in was actually out saving a life.
Wow. Wow. And you know, kudos to that wonderful mayor of
Mayor
Herndon.
Lisa Merkel, who is awesome. And I found out, serving her final term, she is not running for re-election.
Oh, she's so much fun.
She's great.
Does she aspire? I've asked her this probably every time. I think she's told me no.
But
she doesn't aspire to any other political office.
No, I don't think she does.
You need more hip people in in politics.
She and her husband were both there early and stayed for the entire ceremony, and really nice to talk to her. And really, she has done a lot for that town in the time that she's been in office.
Okay, so the sullen
the
Rob.
Other thing I didn't like is that as soon as Jimmy got up to speak, he had adorned the, I'll call it a pulpit.
Did not like the chicken hat being
put on. He put
the wing hat
on my head. And you know what? I've had my history with goofy outfits and not my scene. And also,
you hate it.
I do not like it.
And you hate being made the clown.
And also,
you don't like that.
It's not the freshest and newest foam rubber hat.
Right.
And when it was put on my, there were several ways I could have
done
it.
Did it fit on your head?
When he pushed, it has a lot of give. But I think, and I just shaved my head that day, so there was very little resistance. It might have been, with the grain of my hair, it might have been harder taking it off.
Your face, when he put that chicken hat on you,
that's when your face really fell.
Kicked you in the gut.
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah. You can't take it off right away, because then you look like a jerk. So I'm sort of playing through my head.
Oh my God, he's right. You're in front of that whole, like, you could really make it all about you by taking it off.
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, my. So you put the hat on you, and then you were unhappy, and you showed
the
world with
your
frown.
Who was next to you?
Two members of the town council. I think one was named Sheila, and I think another gentleman.
You can't put it on. So the person right next to you can't put it on Sheila's head.
No.
Right?
And also, I mean, I think it was.
What about a child from the crowd?
Maybe, but then you see, but by that time, Jimmy's already into his, you know, 4 score and 7 celery stalks ago speech. And so I can't really be a distraction.
All right, you're a nice person.
As a rule, yeah.
But let me just say, when he put that, if you didn't want it on you, you take it off. Who wants to wear? Who wants to dance around with the chicken head?
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Don't let Jimmy Cerrito, yeah. the who's
you were bullied. Bullied.
But
you
I
were
meant bullied. I was in his home.
Jimmy bullied you.
Yeah. Me too. Me too, Jimmy.
He said, "Who'll wear this?" Oh, that guy likes wings. Right. Yeah.
But anyway, well, that I was a little unhappy with that. I want
to
call.
Did
attention.
You bring food home to your family at least?
I did. I brought wings home to Julia that made their way to Richmond, as a matter of fact, which I thought
okay,
was
very good. All right, very good.
I want to call attention because Jimmy, I think, would want me to do this. He came in first, fifth time in a row. The second place organization is a place in Sterling called the Buffalo Wing Factory.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
Without any prompting, without any contact, they just showed up at the event with a check to charity in Jimmy's Old Town Tavern's name and presented it to Jimmy. I mean, they printed up the big check and everything.
Some
it was so cool.
Person or marketing person, give them another plug because they're in Sterling. They're not directly in competition with Jimmy.
The Buffalo Wing Factory of Sterling, Virginia.
The Buffalo Wing Brilliant. Factory of Sterling. If the service and the way they run their restaurant matches the way they do their PR and marketing, that was the classiest move. And Jimmy embraces that because Jimmy knows.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy knows.
Jimmy walks around to the other bars and restaurants around Herndon and says hello, knows all the owners, knows all the people that work there, and that's the way it is. So, it's not like the day. I remember there was a town just down the road from Herndon where the owners of other locations would want you to die behind a car somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the way they... So, oh, I think it was Manassas.
Oh, I've heard of it. Civil War town. And you know what? And Jimmy, not to miss a trick and knows exactly the classy thing to do, the next day posts a picture of him at their establishment trying their wings, and he also matches the donation that they gave.
Oh, fantastic.
So, I mean, it's just... It's
way it
so
ought to
great.
Be, America. Mm-hmm. The way it ought
Take
to be.
Take a yeah. lesson, and don't yes. put hats on people.
Less hats.
All right. Honest answer.
Yeah.
10 being the happiest to do this for Jimmy. 1 being I am doing this out of pure obligation because he's a friend and I wouldn't let him down. Where do you rank on the Rob Spiewak scale?
You see, I don't think that's an absolutely fair thing because no, when...
It's putting you in a difficult position.
No, because... No, because
part of what I do on this show.
Because 10 and 1 are not necessarily opposed to each other.
What are you talking about? They're extreme opposites.
No. Delighted to
no,
do it.
No, it's your personal happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, my personal
it's
happiness?
It's, once again, what we have the hardest time getting out of you, always, the way you really feel. The great happy clown. No one ever knows what's going on inside of there. That's what I want to know. Because when I looked at you, I saw this event gives me a sad.
No. It was a solid 7 until he put the hat on me.
What?
When and what did it knock it down to?
A 6.
That?
It was a solid knock down to a 6.
Oh, but still above 5.
No, you looked like a 1. You looked like a 1, more like a 0, but let's call it a 1.
You look like a wand.
You, you look. That's the saddest I've ever seen you.
Really?
How many beers did you have before the show started?
Only 1.
Oh, see, that's the guy. I do all Jimmy stuff.
Yeah, get hammered.
Maybe no, you know what? I take it back. 1.5, because I remember putting a half under the lectern when we started. It was 1.5 Guinness, and then a couple of beers from Canada, and then off to the family.
How long did you stay after the ceremony was over?
At least an hour. A little more than an hour, I think. I mean, there was a lot of nice
Anybody come with you, or did you ride solo?
Solo. Got to see the Moody's. Great to see the Moody's.
Oh, they love that place.
They sure do.
That's wonderful.
Chuck and Barb Moody.
And you guys will be doing another one this weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The charity tour continues.
This weekend
right?
is going to be something that we both enjoy.
It's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't you get in trouble a couple of years ago or something like that?
You see, it's funny. They encourage drinking at the Jimmy thing, and all of a sudden it's a crime if you do it in front of the art patrons.
You don't want to wave it around.
Well, I look forward to hearing all about it. We'll take a break.
Silly alcoholic. Get on there. How dare he?
How dare they?
Yeah.
We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In my neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had a thing called I Know a Guy. Need something fixed? I know a guy. Need something broken? I know a guy. Need something to disappear? Psst, I know a guy. But now in these modern times of technology, the I Know a Guy is the MikeOMeraShow.com. So head over there and click on the shopping center banner. Forget about it. Where you can practically get anything from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, and Target.com. So shop to your heart's content today. Now let's return to the only guy that really matters,
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Appreciate that. Paulie, when you put the pictures up, I need descriptions. Even though it looks like lasagna that your wife made, I'd like to know if that really is the lasagna and what kind it is, and I'd like to know what's in those meatballs, too. Mm.
I assume they're meatballs.
I think they were meatballs. They looked like meatballs.
That's right.
I like Paulie's food pictures. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scale. That's why I love Noom, because everyone is different. Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Just 10 minutes a day will change your life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. Oscar loves Noom.
Yes.
Carla loves Noom.
Yes.
Everybody loves Noom.
Yes.
You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right, we only have just a split second here.
Yes.
This was a little throwaway, a little negativity in the neighborhood, the new neighborhood yesterday. I'm coming home.
Is that your new podcast?
What's that?
Negativity in the neighborhood with Mike O'Mara.
People across the street couldn't have been nicer. Said hello to both of them. They were very nice people.
Yes.
And really, really, you know, it's been pleasant. I haven't had a lot of contact with neighbors. Got a guy on one side of me, used to listen to the Don and Mike Show, which is kind of cool. And had a nice conversation with him. Waved and said hello, pleasant hello to my other neighbor. So I'm getting to know people. And the people across the street were super nice when we moved in. I chatted a little bit.
Yeah.
This is my name. Then yesterday I pull in and I pull the beast into the in front of the house because I know Carla's going to be backing out and then I'm unloading some things and I come back out. And when I come back out in front of my home in the neighborhood, I notice that there's a car that's sort of parked in the middle of the road with its back end facing the side door of my car.
Right.
And the lady is outside of the car.
Mm.
And she's looking at me and she's saying, "We can't," and she says something along the lines of, "We can't see you. We can't see you when we back this car out. Could you park it somewhere else?" And I'm like, okay. And I get it because it's like directly across, but at the same time, the roads are a lot wider than in my old neighborhood.
What about a rear view mirror?
And also, what about your parking?
It's not like you're going to hit that car unless you're absolutely not paying attention.
It's white.
You know? Can you park somewhere else, like not at the house you own?
You can't see if you park in front of your property.
I moved the car back over to, and it wasn't the request. The request was, and as Carla pointed out, being super helpful, "Well, you are in front of a hydrant." I'm like, okay.
Thanks, right, thank love you. Of my life.
Thanks. So I backed the car to the other side of the driveway, and it's fine. But then there wasn't a niceness to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
There was a jump, you know, dance monkey dance vibe for me. And then I bumped into this bird a little later in the afternoon. I said, "Hey, I was really worried. I was really worried you would have hit us." And I kind of laughed as I'm walking the door.
Yeah.
And the response was, "You would have heard that." Oh, well
wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
And enjoy
wow.
your day.
Wow.
And so, and then.
Can you give me an estimate of the age of this bird?
70s.
Okay. Right. Angry.
And then a little later on, Mrs. O'Mara, because she talks to more people in the neighborhood than I do, informed me that the neighbors to their right do not speak to these people.
Yeah.
So I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just like, so if that was the case, why? It would have been better if you were a-holes right from the beginning and not feigning this.
Well, you only get one chance to make a first impression.
It started with the wave of the husband that was like, "No." So I know that there have been cars in that location, and I know that it's a regular bitch for them in their little soft life that I talk about down here, and they didn't like that. So anyway.
Mike, the husband was nice. because
the husband, no, the husband was polite, polite. Kind of gave me a half wave okay. that wasn't no. like enthusiastic.
He probably doesn't think of it. He does, he's living his life. He the, probably doesn't
the,
think
the
of
problem,
it.
The problem might be the missus
yeah.
who was out of the Fight. Car, you know, who was out of the car, jumping out, complaining about a car on the street, which I had every right
I
to
hope
do.
You
so
know
to
that,
the
Mike, when you parked in the street, you made her day. Because it yeah. gave her some purpose yeah. that day.
Well, it was not
nice. It's on wheels.
And, you know, sometimes I, you know, there are moments that I really, really, really would like to have zero filter.
Yeah.
And just be, but you know what? I do try to get along with my neighbors. I really try to get along, but I'd really just like to say, nope, not going to move yeah. it. Within my legal rights, all
then,
right?
Or then block their driveway the next day.
Yeah.
And run into it.
And then flatten their tires.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? Roll up on their lawn, burn some rubber.
Couple donuts.
Oh, I could do
Why
that.
Why not?
I could.
Be like, hey,
that.
How about this? You see this?
Not so bad when I park over there, is it?
Well, fun. Anyway, so salute to them across the street.
What if you did a figure eight in your cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
No, that'd be fun. Right across the lawn. Look at that. Hey, look at that. I'm trenching your lawn.
This week on Negativity with Neighbors.
Yeah, negative neighborhood. The negative neighborhood. Very good. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's Day is almost here. So I bet you're wondering what to get that special man in your life. Really, he doesn't need chocolate. For goodness sakes, he's fat enough already.
Stop it.
No, what he needs is...
It's chocolate. It's not chocolate.
Chocolate.
Right? It's not chocolate. Sean Anderson had the flat thing, the chocolate. You've got a large mouth and a small nose. It ought to be chocolate. Start it again. Listen to the way he says chocolate. He doesn't
You want it from the front? Correctly.
From the front.
Yeah. All right. One moment. Here we go. In 3, 2.
Valentine's Day is almost here. So I bet you're wondering what to get that special man in your life. Really, he doesn't need chocolate. For goodness sakes, he's fat enough already. No, what he needs is the TMOS bonus show. And it's easy to get, just a couple of mouse clicks, and your Valentine's shopping is all done. And he'll be busy at least one extra hour a week, meaning he won't be asking for, well, you know. This Valentine's Day, get your man the TMOS bonus show. Everyone wins.
To be fair, he said bonus show exactly right.
Oh, that guy. All right, welcome back
that
to the...
Guy.
That guy, everybody. Where did I put my thing? Here it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, everybody. Hey, gang. Do you get frustrated when you want something new and exciting in the world of gelatins, but it's always the same old? Never you fear. Say hello to Matty Masiello's Mellow Yellow Jello. You've never had aspic like this. You may think that yellow jello would taste like lemons. Wrong, buffalo breath. Masiello's Mellow Yellow Jello derives its mellow flavor from carefully Colby cheese.
Carefully aged, I'm sorry.
Carefully aged Colby cheese. Yum. Whether you're making a gelatin salad, a chilled casserole, a jar of refrigerator pickles, or you just want a quick midday snack, look no further than Masiello's Mellow Yellow Jello. Enjoyed by Donatello. Pirandello, Danny Aiello, Don Novello, Othello, Lou Costello, and all the men in the bordello. God. Matty Masiello's Mellow Yellow Jello will make your tummy say hello. Approved by the mayor. Eat it or there may be trouble. So be a good boy and then treat yourself to a subscription to the bonus show. Which is irrelevant to this ad. It's your passport to the assport. Matty Masiello's Mellow Yellow Jello, best served cold.
Cold.
Boy, you said a fuerte.
Delicious.
Yes, it was. It's yummy.
News.
News. A former major league pitcher is suing the Houston Astros, claiming that his career was ruined because of their cheating. His name is Mike Bolsinger, and he hasn't pitched in the majors in 2 years. His last appearance was on August 4th of 2017 against the Houston Astros. He was on the Blue Jays at the time, and he was horrendous, giving up 4 runs in just 1/3 of an inning. He coughed up 4 hits, including a home run, and walked 3 batters. Bolsinger claims the Astros were stealing his signs, using zoomed-in cameras, electronic feeds, and trash can banging. The fact that the Astros did this to visiting teams has been confirmed by an MLB investigation and independent research. Bolsinger said, quote, I don't know if I've had a worse outing in my professional career. I remember saying it was like they knew what I was throwing. I felt like I didn't have a chance. He was demoted after the game and wasn't able to find another job in the majors, so he moved his family to Japan and played there for a few years. Bolsinger is seeking unspecified damages, and he wants the Astros to forfeit the roughly $31 million they got in bonuses from their 2017 World Series title, and for the money to go to charities focused on bettering kids' lives. He'd also like to set up a fund for retired baseball players who need financial assistance. It's also possible that he's looking for personal compensation, but that's not clear. The Astros haven't responded. For what it's worth, Bolsinger was not a great pitcher. That might have been his worst performance, but his earned run average was 5.49 coming into the game. And in the year before, his ERA was 6.83.
Wow.
That said, according to Bolsinger's lawsuit, the Astros banged on a trash can to cheat on 12 of his 29 pitches in that final game. Meanwhile, a poll has found 52% of Americans think baseball should strip the Astros of the 2017 World Series title, compared to 35% who say they should not. So more people think they ought to lose the title than say they should keep it.
Two
so
things. A 6.0 ERA still qualifies him as one of the greatest Blue Jays who ever played.
And, hey, a little baseball joke from Rob Spiewak.
And also, if you want to follow up on this story, be very careful before you Google trash can banging.
Oh, I bet that. Yeah. Oh, really?
Mike, it's a category.
You're the purest baseball fan now. Yeah. The most of the team here. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's got a personal lawsuit here, but I think the stripping of the title, when you really think about how widespread it was, the investigation, I think, ongoing, where they're looking into this with the Red Sox and the Astros. I think if you got there, the whole idea of being a major league batter is guessing the right pitch.
Yep.
If you guess the right pitch, it is the key to the kingdom, and it's what gets you hits and home runs. That's it. So if they knew what was coming, and you know, they know what's going to happen, it's a tremendous advantage.
So who's the general? Was it Bergman that was on the Astros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance Bergman.
So Lance, they have him on tape. They have him on tape.
Lancelot.
two or three years ago, I just heard this yesterday, where he is on a podcast or a radio show, I'm not sure which one, and he's talking about how great the Astros video system is. So he's indicting himself before all of this even came out.
Sure.
Saying that they have the best in Major League Baseball, and he has friends from other teams that have come over and seen their video system, and they say it's better than theirs. Like, he's like talking about this entire system before everybody knew the system was viable, because he's bragging on how great the Astros are, but he's not necessarily saying that they're cheating.
There should be another tape of the CEO of the Astros saying, you know what, Bergman? You have got a big mouth!
The majority of Americans say they're cheating on their partner with food.
Oh, wow.
Look out.
71% of people say they sometimes secretly make unhealthy food choices behind their partner's back.
I know a guy.
Somebody have a camera on me? And 55% have hidden food from their partner somewhere in the house. Hello, Carla.
Yes.
Or what I call her, the squirrel. Mm. Whenever Carla has, whenever there's something I want, I say, did you squirrel away that Rebel ice cream that we were looking for the other day? Did you squirrel the macadamia? I use it as a verb.
Well, you can.
Did you squirrel the macadamia nuts? It's not all one-sided. I sneak too.
Yeah.
But I don't sneak like I used to, but I do. I've done that forever.
You
the other day,
to hide, does she still or do you the thing to consume?
I snuck on the Key West trip where I was going looking for a charger cable and I couldn't find one in Key West. Went by a Publix. Didn't just get one pint of Rebel ice cream, got two.
Were you surprised to find that they didn't have Apple charging cables in the frozen food section?
This was after I couldn't find it.
Okay,
bought the pint of Rebel, two of them, mint chocolate chip, cherry chip. Ate the cherry chip in the car without a spoon, squeezing it out like it's one of those
pouch,
like those Zero Pops or whatever they have.
Yeah.
And then got home and opened up the mint like it was like my first treat. Only took a couple of bites and said, I'm not hungry for it. There, I do it.
Anybody else? You guys squirrel away food again with your significant other?
No. I think Shannon said, stop trying to take me down with you. So I stopped asking her if you want something.
No, but okay. Some years ago, I used to keep an emergency Coke and an emergency Hershey bar in my liquor cabinet. Because Carrie would, especially there were certain times of the month that she would say, I say, ha-ha, here's a Hershey bar. And it helped. And it absolutely helped. Yes.
Okay.
Never hurt.
But you don't eat anything on your own, and you're like,
oh, I'm an open book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They come home, crumbs all over my shirt. I got nothing to hide.
So anyway, I think a lot of people do it, especially if you got one spouse who's on the other spouse.
You're in Florida in the car.
Yes.
Squirting.
Eating a pint.
I literally did not get a utensil, and it's not
how
the
hard,
first time.
How long did it take to work it? Because
it's not that hard.
Well, I mean,
I managed. Coming out, it was right to the sink when I got home. Sticky hands and a sticky steering wheel. Yeah. It was embarrassing.
I'm sure it's fine. No, it's fine.
But you can. You can take a hard pint of ice cream and manage with the warmth of your hand to soften it up and squeeze it out the top.
It had to be a bit of an endeavor because, you know, the
freezers. It was an endeavor.
The freezers
at a grocery store.
When you want it,
and you start out doing the rabbit thing with your teeth, you know, just going.
Oh, scraping?
Yeah, scraping the top. There's a column on Fox News right now that's recommending you wait until February 15th to celebrate Valentine's Day to save money. The reasons?
Well, the reasons are obvious.
Of course.
Restaurants jack up the prices. Okay, Fox. All right, I understand that.
Well, the audience, Mike.
All the Valentine's Day stuff goes on sale. Thanks. Thanks, Fox.
Or you can leave the country.
I wouldn't have known that.
My dad.
Can't wait to go to...
Nice to know what our little service is paying attention to, Rob.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go to Outback Steakhouse on February 15th and say, hey, it's Steve Ducey.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Here are some... these are only six quick hits about the Oscars. This will be the last thing we say on the Oscars. Viewership sank to an all-time low. Mm-hmm. They're going away. The award shows are going to be going away. Just 23.6 million viewers. That seems to be the trend with a lot of things that people only used to watch when their entertainment options were way limited. Eminem's Lose Yourself saw a sales increase of almost 2,000% after he performed at the Oscars. One person who was not cool with Eminem's surprise performance was Billy Eichner, who pointed out Eminem's history of using gay slurs in his music. All right. Fourth, Jonathan Lipnicki congratulated his Jerry Maguire mom, Renee Zellweger, on her Oscar win. Okay.
That's the little kid from the movie. Yeah, he's now 60.
After cleaning up at the Oscars, Parasite will expand to a lot more theaters this weekend. I don't know. When I heard it's a dark comedy, I guess it's supposed to be great.
Well, the word that really intrigues me is a lot of people say it's Hitchcockish. It has a Hitchcockian flavor to it. And that draws me in. I think that's kind of cool.
And a group called the Visual Effects Society is upset with the Oscar bit where James Corden and Rebel Wilson made fun of the effects in Cats. There you go. So that's you wonder why it got low ratings.
They got paid, didn't they?
And now a little something. A South African man who broke his own Guinness World Record for staying in a barrel atop a pole finally returned to solid ground after 78 days. Vernon Kruger descended from the 82-foot pole in Dulstroom after spending 78 days, 23 hours, and 14 minutes in the 132-gallon barrel at the top of the pole. He was airlifted from his perch via helicopter. Kruger first set a Guinness World Record for the feat in 1997 when he spent 67 days in the barrel. The man said he stayed for the extra time to make the record more difficult for the next person to break. He said he does not intend to attempt to break his own record again. Werner told the assembled media,
I can't feel my legs.
There you go. Way to go, Werner. Great, great record. Proud of you. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show. It's February, the month of love, and we love us some mama-chin. It's her birthday month, and it's all about the bench-chins. Plus, dating in 2020. And hey, Mike, want to see my love box? One-of-a-kind gifts and more this month on the Oh My Gosh Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos 2020. I'm loving this year already.
Awesome!
It's only going to get better. I've never been happier. I mean, 2020 feels so good in my pants. 2020 has been declared the year of the tuna nacho.
That's true.
Remember, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a nacho. And Pony Boy is going to the movies. Remember the deal? Spot Pony and give him a kiss, and he'll buy you some snow caps. Then he'll spoil the ending of your movie. Aha, Bloom. Matt Bloom. Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of blindfolded snowmobiling. Spectators beware. 2020 also marks the year for Zappos. You know Zappos. Great, great brand names, 1,000 of them. Great customer service, 24/7. A 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Remember, only 164 days until the Summer Olympics begin. So start laundering your thermals, and I'll see you in the Orient. The Orient. Am I right, ladies? Yes, I'm right. I'm right. Open up the audio vault, for God's sakes.
What, I hope they get enough snow last night? Right. For the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
It's important.
Not to make climate change.
It is climate change. Mike, It's called Eargo. E-A-R-G-O. And what it is, it's a new type of hearing aid. And the way I see it, there is sort of like a sound receiver in the middle of the room that connects to your hearing aid.
Oh.
So you can pick up on conversations around the room that you might not necessarily hear. As is explained in this commercial, where it looks like a college couple has come home to meet the folks.
Thanks for having us this weekend, Mrs. Garcia.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Of course. And I love these flowers.
Condoms, Charlie. She wants to know if you brought any condoms.
Yeah, I brought some.
Eargo, a virtually invisible hearing loss solution with high-quality sound and lifetime support.
It's pretty great.
That is almost worth, you know, me taking a dive and seeing what's going on. That's fantastic.
So perfect, because the man is like maybe a 65-year-old dad in a chair reading a paper with glasses. Condoms. Wants to know if you brought
that again. I want to hear that.
Thanks for having us this weekend, Mrs. Garcia.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Of course. And I love these flowers.
Did you bring them?
Condoms. What's up?
Condoms.
Condoms, Charlie. She wants to know if you brought any condoms.
Yeah, I brought some.
And I love, you have to see it, when the guy says, yeah, I did, they do a shot of the girl. It's just, it's a good spot. It's a good spot.
Ah, fantastic.
How far are you from Lakeland, Florida?
Lakeland's way up the state. Up the state a bit.
So if you're in Lakeland and you leave your door open, beware, because a freshwater otter might run in, attack your dog, and bite you.
Those are scary. Bite your daughter on the leg. Those are nasty little creatures.
They look so sweet on TV.
They do, but they're not. They're territorial. Very
luckily,
dangerous.
Mom to the rescue. And here's Mom recapping her fight with the freshwater otter in Lakeland, Florida.
My husband's like, Case, you just alligator wrangled an otter in the living room.
All I saw was like a big like black ball like all over the place. And so he like stumbled in the door. And then I tried to shut it as fast as possible. But then, like, the otter got stuck.
He and the dog are in a big, tangled tumbleweed, spinning around in here. I grabbed it, and this is the chair. I walked by this chair, and I was like, somebody open the door, screaming with it. And it grabbed on and was like, pulling the chair back. And I was like,
luckily, she still made it to her, be able to teach that SAT prep course.
And then I was like, and then they were like, yeah. And then I was like, and then there was like, was it the mother and the daughter, or
no,
was
that
it
was just the mother?
Just the mother. Using like.
Yeah. I don't know if the daughter could say like, she's too busy recovering from the rabies shot.
That is, they are territorial creatures and they
can't. How big are
they? How big are they?
They get big.
They can get very, very large. They can get like a, you know, like a.
Like a little puppy, right?
Like a dachshund.
Yeah. Okay.
It's, they're very big.
Maybe your neighbors have them as pets.
I think she's got one. No, I'm sorry.
You know what?
She's got one up. All right,
I apologize for saying it, and I never meant for it to go down that road.
Okay.
American Idol is coming back for its 80th season, and you may ask yourself, self, you say, what does it take to be an American Idol?
To be an American Idol, you've got to have the star factor, the sparkle in your eye. You've got to control the room, own the room, own the moment. It's got to be God-given talent, but you also have to work really, really hard for it. And you have to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to
Amen.
navigate this competition. But if you don't come in there with that idol factor, that star quality that makes me and Lionel and Katie just light up when you walk in the room, you're going to have a little bit of trouble being the next American Idol.
Dude, you know what? I am so with you. Rob,
write him
done
copy
it
that doesn't in, say the word instincts, room.
Look, I gave you a hard time with your obsession with Luke Bryant. Now I'm on board.
Yeah.
I will relish all of your Luke Bryant.
Thank you. And his Luke Bryant season is beginning. And I remember, I believe it was season one when I really realized, no, season two, the magic when we saw Ruben Studdard wrestling that freshwater otter.
Bites all over his legs.
Mike, and then he ate it. Do you still fly Air Europa?
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite airline. Yeah. I like to take them down to Bolivia.
Well, they had they ran into a bit of weather. They ran into a bit of weather. And how would you like to be seated next to this lady? Because they actually had to reroute the flight and land in advance. But for the entire duration they were in the weather, this is what this lady was.
What's that scene in Airplane?
Oh my God.
You see, you need to, Mike, you need to be able to deal with adversity in the air with maturity.
Ladies and gentlemen, please calm down. Please listen to me. Thank you. We've been thrown off course just a tad and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
Airplane. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what it would be like next to that lady?
I couldn't handle that. No way.
Stunningly horrible. Oh, my God. Hey, we didn't get to everything, shocker, today.
Can we do can we do some of it tomorrow?
We'll do some of it tomorrow. That's why we come back and do that, including the story of the Podcast Village refrigerator.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let me tell you. Someone's got to pay. Someone's got to pay.
Rob will have a little cell phone bitching to do as well. And congratulations once again to Jimmy Cerrito.
So cool.
The 5-year King of the Wings. Well done. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show from Matty Masiello, Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip.
Come on, Yolanda, what's Fonzie like? What?
Cool.
Correctamundo. And that's what we're gonna be. We're gonna be cool.
I'm a phony! Just like you!